restaurants, though decidedly fewer temples than the rest of the city. To the east of the old city is the Ping River, which is where a lot of the new city is centered and many pretty riverside restaurants are located. Go a little further out, about 9 miles to be exact, and you start inclining upwards to Doi Suthep, a modest mountain which at 6,000 feet towers over the city and is home to the breathtaking Wat Phra Thot Doi Suthep, not for those afraid of stairs, but not to be missed either. History of Chiang Mai. The history of Chiang Mai does not begin as a history of Thailand, but as one of the Lhana Kingdom. The Lhawa people have long lived in this part of northern Thailand, and many still continue to live in the mountains around the areas, numbering as many as 17,000, where they continue to live traditional lifestyles, and many still speak Lua instead of Thai. Prior to 1296 and the founding of Chiang Mai, another city called Wianglongpuri was the hub of the Ling Valley and the Lhawa people. Thanks to its struggles with flooding, it had a troubled history, and its ruins are a popular tourist attraction today. Chiang Mai, as the city we know it, was founded in 1296 by King Mongkrai of the Lhana Kingdom with the intention of being its new capital. The city was surrounded by a wall and moat to guard it against the threat of Burmese and Mongolian empires. The Lhana Kingdom had mixed fortunes